Kelly, Sweet Nikki.
Hi.
Slam the office door shut loud enough for the whole building to reverberate
to
today.
It's a very light door.
What a spaz.
All right, let's talk about it. I'm so happy for her.
You really do want to talk about it?
I don't care.
He just told me not to talk about it.
I know, but I changed my mind.
Okay, are you sure? Are you going to regret this later?
It's not up to me. It's up to Nikki.
I've already talked to Brennan. I mean, if we follow the...
Oh, now you're just calling him Brennan. Now he's not going
to
be your
boss
anymore.
I've already talked to John Brennan. Uh-huh. If we just follow what, you know, was said.
Let me just paint the picture for everyone. Nikki has been such a loyal part of this radio program and of the Morning X that Seth and I used to do with Danielle when she started as a young intern. I believe she started as a fill-in person for Hot 101.5, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Did you start on Hot or did you start with us?
No, I started as your intern.
Then you did shifts with Hot.
No. 2 weeks or 2 months after you started, I became... I worked for you guys, and then I did overnights, and I worked for you guys after my internship was up.
Yeah.
And finally, after Seth and Danielle they talked to Shark a lot, and he brought me on the show as an associate producer.
Sure.
Then the station flipped.
Yep.
I stayed on
Let's not go crazy and say flip.
Okay.
The station, let the listeners choose the music.
I stayed on there as a jock, and then I hated it. So Seth brought me over as associate producer on Hot Mornings with Jade.
By the way, thanks to Seth for doing that, for pushing your career along.
And then I stayed there.
Spoiler alert, it didn't end there.
And then I stayed there.
Right.
After Seth left, and I was on the Miguel show, and then after Kayla left, he brought me here.
So yeah, that's Nikki's career path thus far, and I've known her for a little over 5 years now, and she does a great job here. She's stretched thin because to make ends meet, she had to work a part-time job. Unfortunately, due to the structure of our business model here, there's not enough gold to go around for everyone. So Nikki works two jobs really is an exceptional associate producer ready to make that next jump. Unfortunately for her and us, there's just nowhere to go right now. I mean, obviously there's a vacancy on the morning show, but you don't really think that would be... I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, but I don't... It's not a good fit.
Right.
They probably need a male.
Plus, to lose you to them would really hurt me every day.
That would be weird. I don't want to... The thing is...
I mean, you would be taking a girl's place, but... Oh, take that, bitch! Sorry, not
you.
Here's
the thing. I never wanted to leave you guys.
Oh, that's what they say when they're breaking up with you, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I haven't been broken up with much. Once I thought a girl was going to break up with me, I would just break up with her.
She didn't want to leave, but the important thing is she recognized that it was not going to happen here, and she had to look elsewhere. And that's important because a lot of people will just stay here for 20 years and hope that someone offers them a full-time gig.
And that's true. You're how old? 26 years old. I was going to say 25, but you recently turned 26.
Yeah.
26 years old, and you realize something that, like Seth said, takes some people 10 years, 15 years. Some people are still fighting to get it, and... have been with the station forever and just hasn't happened for him. So, unlike Kayla, I say that with peace and love.
Nikki did it the right way.
Nikki did everything the right way. She went to Seth. She went to me. We coached her. I feel like Seth especially really did his part. There was an opening somewhere in the country. And is that okay to say? It's in the USA, continental USA?
We can't say where yet.
No.
They wanted me to wait 24 hours to tell the other people that they didn't get the...
Top 10 market.
Come on, dude. So Seth comes in here and today and he says he's getting...
What?
It's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm looking to protect you.
It's fine.
Okay.
They're not listening. No.
Okay. I love those guys. They're great.
Come on. No. Guys and girls. It could be anybody.
Just so we know, I was pushing for the job before.
So Seth comes in today and tell her now. Have you gotten a chance to tell her what happened when they called you today?
No, I didn't get a chance to tell her. Well, can I explain how everything went down starting with last night?
Yeah.
Sure.
Nikki?
Yeah.
All right, so Nikki said...
Oh, yeah, I'm giving you permission. It's not my job.
Here, look at how giddy Drew is.
I'm so happy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You take a responsibility for her jump?
No, I'm just happy.
You mad she's making more money than you now?
Oh, that does hurt, but I am happy.
I'm not making more money.
You'd be surprised.
So Nikki sent me a text last night, can we talk? And I said, sure, I'm about to eat dinner. Before or after dinner? She goes, now, it'll be quick. And she said, this has been through a couple of weeks. She had applied for a job. She had had a couple of interviews. And she said the host of the show contacted her.
Right.
With a conversation that never happened.
Okay.
It was that secretive.
An off-the-record conversation.
Yeah, and he said it was down between two people.
Uh-huh.
But he said his co-host had concerns about Nikki not being able to be assertive enough.
Okay, well, that's not a problem.
That is not a problem.
Uh-uh.
So she said, well, what do I tell him? I said, tell them this is not a problem for you. I said, tell them, make a joke. I said, as a woman, when has a woman ever held back her opinion on something?
I didn't make that joke.
Good, okay. Good call,
Nikki. Well, listen, I'm not, you know, I was trying to help.
I know. I thought about it, but I didn't.
So I said, all you can do is tell them. But I said, listen, she was having a conversation with them today. I said, have them call me. I will tell them that's not a concern of mine whatsoever.
I almost cold called them myself just to tell them that's not a concern at all.
No.
You're plenty assertive.
And I think you, with the bit that we did on Tuesday with her and John Senning and her, you know, letting him know that she wasn't a fan of his show, Nikki will never hold back how she feels.
And that's good and bad, but mostly good.
Yeah.
So Nikki had her interview today.
Right.
And how long was it? A half an hour?
A half an hour, yeah.
What kind of questions were they asking you, just out of curiosity? I've always wanted to be interviewed for a job like that over the phone.
The first question, you know, the first time it was just us talking about, we talked a lot about social media.
Okay.
Like what kind of content I like, things like, you know, what can I bring to the table?
Sure.
Today it was, you know, running different scenarios by me. Ooh. About like
role-playing and stuff?
Yeah, about if they...
Like Drew and Seth are yelling at each other, and one of them throws down their headphones during the break and calls the other one the F word. What do you do?
No, it was more like...
What do you do, by the way?
I don't know.
Like it's not happening.
Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah, it's in. Go to break.
So it was things like if I wanted them to do a topic that they really didn't want to do, how would I get them to do it?
Good. Nipple clamps, right, with electricity?
Exactly. Yep, that's it.
What did you tell them? Because you can't force somebody to do something that they're not feeling.
I told them that all the ideas I'll bring to them, I'll have a beginning, middle, and end to them, and how I want it to be played out, which is what Seth's taught me.
I see you went to the Seth Kushner School of Executive Producing.
I've learned from Seth Kushner.
I don't know how to feel that Nikki's going to be making way more money than I am.
Idiot. Up there in Alaska, that's like $5 an hour.
So Nikki, did you talk to them today about doing charity type events, or never got to that?
Oh no, we got to that, and then creating events that'll make the company money and them money to get in the public eye, and you know, being around the people and getting more people on the air, and you know, just what I would hope to see from their show.
Well, clearly, what you said really resonated with them, because while Seth was on the phone with them, do you want to tell her the last part too? This is crazy. I thought he was lying about this.
So they called me. So I sent Nikki a text, asked her how it went. She said, I think it went well. I got an email from one of the guys and said, hey, can I talk to you? I said, sure, drive into the show. Here's my number. Call me whenever. He called me that second. And it was both of the guys from the morning show. And they just were asking, you know, if they think that Nikki can help grow a show. And I said, well, we've been growing this show for the past couple of years. So she's seen it. She can help. She's been on music intensive shows before. And they said, do you think Nikki will have a problem being assertive? And I said, I really don't. That's not even a question I would have with Nikki.
Sure.
And they said, well, does Nikki have any weaknesses? You know, you got to give them something.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say you have no weaknesses.
Yeah, so
then they think you're lying.
So I go, what's a positive weakness? Whew. So my positive.
Body odor? Was it body odor?
I mean,
you don't have a body odor problem, but if you're going to make one up, it should be body odor.
My positive weakness was that when things don't go well, Nikki takes it a bit hard.
I haven't noticed that.
So I said she just kind of has a creative vision, and sometimes she takes it hard, but she's been getting better about that kind of over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, oh, yeah, totally. We understand. It was an 8-minute conversation.
Right.
So then they go, all right, we'll talk to you later. Oh, I did say, I said, well, there is one person better for the job, and that's me. And they got a good kick out of that.
They laughed at him.
So then they go, okay, all right, we'll see you. Thanks for talking to us. And I hear them talking in the background. They never hung up. And I heard one of the guys go,
Whoa, wait, you didn't hang up immediately?
Well, I was on Bluetooth.
Right.
So, you know, normally when they hang up, it ends.
Right.
But my phone was still going, which means they were still on.
So they forgot to hang up the phone.
Something. I think they were obviously calling from the studio because they were both on crystal clear.
Yeah, they were on in the studio.
So I hear one of the guys go, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And he said, I really liked when he told us that this could be Nikki's time to shine. Because I said, Nikki's obviously been under me for a long time.
Sure.
And I think she could flourish when...
Get out of the darkness and into the sunlight.
When she's the... Pardon?
He's the darkness.
No.
When she's the one running a show. So when he said, that's exactly what I needed to hear, I especially like the part where Nikki can flourish here. That's when I started I almost started to tear up because I was so happy for Nikki. I figured at that point it was a done deal. And,
you hung up the phone then?
I did finally hang up the phone.
Because it would have been terrible if they had realized, like, what if you had sneezed or something and they go, what was that? And
then, I was worried that they were going to come back, you know, and they go, what are you still doing on there? So I disconnected right away. I had heard all I needed to hear.
So then I found that out while you were coming into work today. So then Nikki opens up the office door and immediately the phone starts ringing. So she looks down and she sees it's from that city that remains unnameless. And she freaks out. She slammed the office door almost as hard as she could. She goes, oh my God, it's blank calling. Wham! Like the loudest slam. She spazzed out.
I opened it up and I apologized to everybody as well.
And I'm yelling at you to answer the phone.
Yes.
So then she picks up the phone and I can, you know, you can hear the other end of the phone conversation. And I realize they're going to offer the job. And I was thinking, how is the exact opposite of the Kayla situation when I found out about Kayla through social media and back channels, and she's trying to keep the whole thing hidden. Except in this case, I'm in the room while they're offering you the job of your dreams.
He was, like, writing me notes to ask certain questions.
I was coaching her through the process. Some of them good, some of them bad. The bonus question, pretty good question, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
So then I hear what they offer her. Like, the whole time I'm thinking, okay, well, a job offer is great. Like, I got a job offer right before the show. I was walking down the hallway, and Julia from Magic said, how'd you like to be the next Magic Morning Show guy? And I said, I've got a plan. Drew Lila in the morning. I'll get back to you.
You don't believe in love enough to get that gig over there.
I can fake love all day long. Come on, man. I can fake love all day, 5 days a week, 4 hours, 5 hours a day. So anyway, I'm listening up, and I'm listening up, and then he said the salary would be. And then he said it, and she looked up at me, and she started crying. She literally started crying, and I started crying for her because I would probably take that job at that money. I mean, I couldn't because it's that much less than I'm making here, but that much.
But for,
that much.
Okay, I don't. Okay.
I would have taken that job.
Would you?
Yes.
If they offered you that job?
I would have taken it, yeah.
Don't let them know that, Nikki. Don't say I've got a guy because then, you know, we lose him and we have you still. Which would be nice, but I don't want to lose Seth yet. So you're gone.
Yeah, I start there February 1st.
Wow. Oh my God, my birthday. How do you feel? I think we've talked a lot about this, but he gone.
I'm very overwhelmed.
Sure.
I'm proud of myself, but very overwhelmed. I'm scared a little because, you know, I'm moving to a new city.
Important question. A, how does Moby feel about this? B, is Moby open to traveling to Atlanta? Ooh, just kidding. That was a fake one. With you.
He's very supportive. He's been supportive the whole time.
Okay, and?
And yes, he's going to try to find a job there and move.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to, how long have you guys been dating?
7 months.
Well, she's a sugar mama now.
No. That's what I want to make sure doesn't happen. But also, he's moved around. He's lived in different places. Uh-huh. He's not set to be in St. Pete forever.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
So, you know.
So he's going to go up there with you.
Yeah, this is a place that intrigues him.
It's time for him to.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was thinking too. No, he's right.
Y'all moving too far for that. Not
yeah.
Bad.
Oh, absolutely.
I can wait a
You can't
a while.
Go across that many zip codes without what SBK just did.
Yes, you can because,
you gotta do it. Yeah.
Because I will be able to pay my own rent without his income.
She doesn't need no man.
And
no
you know,
man.
I understand that this is a leap, him coming with me. Mm. I love him. I'm very excited for this. But I know that it's going to be hard.
And if it doesn't work out, your Tinder radius is going to be so much more.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah.
I mean, but SBK's right, you know.
I think, believe you should at least wait a year for that.
Now, there's no rules in love.
I know, but.
We got to go through Nikki's text messages where I told her I'm going to. What did I say? I got the job for you or I'm going to get the job for you?
Let's see.
God, it's too bad Christmas isn't next week because I bet Moby would get you a diamond ring.
We've even talked. I've been talking a lot of crap about people getting engaged on holidays and stuff.
You would have took that ring right out of the Christmas
tree. I would have taken that ring and run, okay? let's see. Sorry. I have a lot of texts. Asking questions, you send me the screenshot, and you said, I'll get you this job. And I said, you the best. And you said, OMG, come find me.
Question for you. If they had offered you that job at half the salary, would you have taken it?
Yep.
I'm doing the...
Half the salary.
Yeah, she would
have. Unfortunately, I was in the office when they made you offer, so I know exactly how much you'd be making.
She was expecting half the salary. We talked about
That's what she said when she hung up the phone. She was like, I was expecting blank. And I said, well, I probably would have taken the job at that.
Half of it?
Half.
No.
That's what I kind of thought.
No,
that would be about the watermark for me to start going. Yeah.
I needed a little bit more than half.
Just so you know, you didn't have to take that offer. You could have countered, but it was such a good offer.
You didn't counter?
No, if you heard what I'm making.
You always, it doesn't matter.
No.
I'm with her.
What?
No, with this number, no.
And then again, I'm a horrible negotiator.
Yeah, listen.
Shoot, should I have told her to counter?
Whatever. You always counter, even if it's the best deal you ever heard. You got to act like, look, because whatever they're offering you, they're going to always lowball you.
Damn it. I'm so bad at that. I'm sorry, Nikki.
It's
I let
fine.
You down. I owe you $15,000.
I was just so overwhelmed.
There's a way to do that without turning them off.
Tell me how. Tell me how.
Go talk to John Brennan. Tell him what I told.
So you can do that without them saying go after yourself?
In every situation. Well, now.
Well, you're Mr. Hagler.
Okay, let's just throw a fictional number out.
Okay.
Let's say the offer was $60,000.
Okay.
You don't come back with $120.
No.
Right, okay.
But what do you come back with? $90?
If it was $60,000, you try to probably get $75,000.
Wow, see, I started radio in 1994, and I've never been able to do this.
Because what do you have to, whoever offers the first number loses. Because usually they'll make you spit a number out.
Right.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the two times you've been offered deals here,
yes.
One of them you were out of radio.
Right.
And the other one was where
97X went by.
Well, no, they gave you afternoons here.
Right.
And they pretty much put a contract in front of you, and you were so happy that you're going to be on afternoons, you just signed it.
Okay, and you know what happens after you sign that?
What?
The program director goes into the operations manager. They close the door, and they laugh and high-five.
Son of a bitches. They laughed at me. I closed that door and signed, and they laughed
at me.
And
think about this. They're willing to give you more.
Right.
So when you do well and they give you a raise, they're still under budget.
Oh, my God.
I'm the worst negotiator ever.
I'm glad you did. I'm still good with it.
No, you're good, though.
I'm good.
And I want everybody to know, everybody that hated us for the bit that we did on Tuesday with John Senning and Nikki, and I was telling everybody it was a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to become very valuable to Nikki now that she's going to work with her own morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Not letting that negativity affect these two new guys that she's working with.
You should take John Senning to dinner and laugh at him.
And pick up the check.
Yeah, pick up the check.
Take him to Burns.
Oh, I'm not making that money yet.
Oh, no, that's true.
You will.
They're giving you moving expenses. I don't know if you heard that part, but they're giving you significant moving expenses.
I did. I had to find three quotes.
Yeah. Like three bids. That's when it was getting real. And Nikki, I literally teared up. I had tears in my eyes. I had one of the lousiest days yesterday in 2017. And this is exactly the good news that I needed. So thank you.
Here's what you do.
For leaving my show.
I'm sorry.
I'm so happy for you, though. Like, I didn't even realize that we need to staff this position now.
Yeah.
First of all, when it comes to moving, I have a hookup for you. But what you do is you give them three fake quotes.
Oh, okay.
Well, and you make you some more money on that.
We can work some angles.
Well, I told her, I said, you can pretty much keep all of the moving expense money even if you don't use it all. So you will need some fake quotes there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. There's really and we can make you up some fake quotes.
Yes, we can.
Probably cost you about $15,000 to move
SBK's
up there.
SBK's moving service, $4,700.
$4,700?
Yeah.
Oh, no, bump that up, man. She's moving across to Seattle, Washington. Oh, no, I did it again.
Oh.
No, but I do have a hookup for you.
Okay.
727-579-1025 is our number.
So, Nikki, you just accepted a new position today. Who have you told so far? Did you tell Moby? Did you tell your parents?
I called my mom. Drew was in there for that. And I'm literally telling my mom, I'm going to have to go get a credit card tonight, a different one, so I have more money to move. And, like, because I don't have money. Like, I barely have a savings account. I have a low-limit credit card.
You hit the lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to work for it.
I mean, this is going to be life-changing
for
me.
Plus, I know people where she's going. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so good.
So, and then I went to go find you, but you were in your room with John Brennan.
Yes.
And then Danielle texted me.
That didn't stop me from going in there, by the way.
Danielle texted me and told me that I needed to come see her because I guess you told her about my interview, and she was basically telling me that I didn't have to worry about, because she's my landlord, so I have to get out of a lease, and she was basically telling me I don't have to worry about that, so I told her, and then I texted Moby, and then I called him, and it slunk in that we're moving, or I'm moving, and that he's potentially moving with me, and...
You know, and that's very exciting, because I couldn't, you know, I said I would take the position, and I probably would. You know, my wife wouldn't have a job. I'm sure she could find something, but that's something you could really only do when you're in your mid to early 20s and you don't have a whole lot holding you here.
It's the perfect time in your life. Things happen for a reason. Not everything, but things happen for a reason, and this came at the exact right spot for you, and the universe delivered. I feel like I should be sad because we have to find somebody to do your damn job, but I'm so friggin' happy for you.
So how are you going to quit Starbucks?
I'm going to put my 2 weeks in
tomorrow. Just don't show up.
Well, come on, man. No, you can't no call, no show.
No, she doesn't need the...
Well, you do. I'm taking this from SBK's page. You go in there, you tell them you continue to work there for double your salary. That's
Here's the thing. I kind of still need the money from them to live until I move.
Tell them you'll only show up if they give you free coffee for life, one of the Starbucks gold cards, and you never have to pay. Is there a Starbucks? I don't even know.
There's always a gold card.
There is? Yeah. So there are like Starbucks executives who have like unlimited coffee cards?
Yeah, there's a gold card at every restaurant you can think of.
Wow. Well, our gold card's like a points gold card if you spend so much.
Oh, but is there a platinum? Like,
I don't know. But I already get
it's a celebrity
card.
So. Yeah.
All right, Nikki, this is going to be a good one. If you had to pick one person.
I was going to ask that to fill your shoes.
You weren't going to ask
her. I totally was.
All right, ask her.
Nikki.
If you were going to pick one person to fill your shoes, who would it be?
And it has to be a girl. Who would it be?
Oh, it's a girl?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay, it can be a boy or a girl. I was going to ask that.
I think that...
or both.
So I think that, there was another option before me that didn't work out, and I think
Who was that?
John Sinning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we pretty much made him the job offer.
He got the job offer.
We've gotten over it, by the way. We love him, but he...
And he just... He thought that this position would be a lot more work than what it is because, Kayla explained her hours and things like that.
Sure.
And,
she painted a very bleak picture.
Yeah, Seth has really worked with me because of me having a second job, and, it's a lot different than what it would have been.
Sure.
But
so he's out then. You would not consider him for the job, or you would?
I think he regrets it.
Uh-huh.
I think he regrets it.
Would you give him a second chance?
And I think in this building, he would be the person. Am I wrong?
Seth?
I'm not one of those people that thinks you have to have a girl on the show. I want – that's an important position. Yep. Girl or boy, they're going to be doing –
most qualified person.
Or Danielle would be – but that's not going to happen.
Oh, why?
The most important thing out of that position is I need somebody – and Nikki was handcuffed because she had to have a couple of jobs. But I need somebody that will do anything for this show, day or night, doesn't matter.
Wow, listen to that, Nikki. You're Debbie Do-Nothing.
If I want – Nikki, please. If I need them to go to Orlando to get audio at some sort of podcast convention, I need that person to be willing to do that. Right. No questions asked. I don't want to feel sorry that they're leaving their girlfriend or their boyfriend for the weekend to go do something for the show.
Is there a podcast convention in Orlando?
Yes.
You want me to go get audio this weekend?
I mean, it's in February. Yeah. Oh. The guy was on Bay News 9 the other day, and he said no one listens to the radio anymore.
So is that true?
I guess.
Hold on. Let me see if people are listening to the radio. Hello, are you listening to the radio right now?
Yes, I am, and guess what?
Uh-oh.
I am shocked that Nikki's leaving.
Oh, Jesus.
You see what I mean?
Oh, no. I didn't know.
Oh no. Here's the question. The question is, who's gonna plan all that stuff for me now for my birthday party this year?
Jacob,
you know,
Jacob, here I can tell you who's gonna plan it and who has been planning it the whole time, but you haven't been giving him credit. It's Seth. Seth does all that for you, Jacob.
Yeah, but he doesn't wear a dress.
I know. But Nikki, listen, Nikki, I am shocked now. Nikki, you're leaving me or what?
I'm leaving.
All of us, Jacob.
Oh man.
Well, but Jacob, you got to be happy for her. I mean, she's taking the job of a lifetime. And, of course, just like you're in touch with Kayla, you're going to be in touch with Nikki, too.
Except I know.
Yeah, Nikki will answer.
I don't know how this is going to work, because, for me, once I find out that a person's leaving, I need to know what station they're going to and how I'm going to stay in touch with them,
Jacob, I'll tell you that. I can't tell you at the moment, but I will tell you next week.
Oh, man. Nikki, guess what? Nikki, when is your last show? Do you know when it is?
No, I don't know.
Right now. You're listening
to
it right now,
Nikki.
Jacob.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Oh, no, don't be shocked, Jacob.
Okay.
It's a happy moment. I feel like Bill Belichick saying goodbye to his offensive coordinator. Oh, you're the offensive. I feel like Bill Belichick saying goodbye to his special teams coach.
I know, but here I am. I got the best phone screener ever.
Me too.
She's leaving me. And now who am I going to talk to every day off the air?
Now you done did it.
Jacob, we'll still talk. Your brother has my phone number, and we'll set up times to have Jacob Nikki talks.
Okay. Nikki, guess what, Nikki? You can get my cell phone number from Caleb, and Nikki, you can call me anytime you want.
I will do that.
Yeah.
I'll miss you, Nikki.
I'll miss you.
She'll still be here right now. Jacob, who's going to plan your birthday parties now that Nikki's leaving?
The same person who's been planning them all along, Seth.
Okay. But now here's the most important part, okay? Okay. Now, I'm not putting any pressure on Nikki, though. Because I feel like she put the pressure on me today by letting the word out.
Yeah, she really did. That was very thoughtless of her, by the way. I'm sorry, Jacob, on behalf of the show.
But I need to know something, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Who's going to make all of my Drew Garabo CDs with Nikki on them? Do you know?
I mean, it looks like you got some homework before you.
Jacob, you have two spindles on me, don't you?
Yeah, I know. But see, Nikki, if I have you on CD from the radio station, then I can listen to you, and it's going to make me feel like you're right there with me, you know?
Oh, so before she goes, you just want to make sure that she stocks you up with a whole bunch of Nikki CDs.
With a whole bunch of Nikki CDs before she goes, and before she goes, I just need a whole bunch of shows from my sweet Nikki, you know?
I will do my best, Jacob.
Way to task her with something before
Jacob,
she goes.
Jacob, do you think that Nikki should have turned down the job?
Well, I think she should have called me first and told me on my cell phone first, so then I wouldn't be shocked about it, you know?
I'm so sorry, Jacob. This actually happened 20 minutes before the show, and we weren't going to talk about it, and then the guys were just so excited that
I know. I feel like a proud father.
I know, right? Well, Nikki, guess what, Nikki? I'm promising you'll come visit me for my birthday.
I don't know if I'll be able to visit you, but I will definitely call you.
I will definitely miss you, Nikki, a lot.
I'll miss you too, Jacob, and I promise that when I do come to Tampa, I'll find a chance to see you.
Oh, that's sweet.
I sure would love to see you, Nikki. Nikki, guess what, Nikki? You are the best, Nikki. Nikki, guess what, Nikki? I might not be able to tell you this, though, but you have been my favorite phone screener and my favorite producer. And Nikki, I love you, Nikki. You're like a cousin to me, Nikki. And we have come so far at this.
I used to be a sister.
Yeah, but you can make out with a cousin without going to jail.
No. But see, Nikki, you have no idea how much you touched my life in so many ways. And Nikki, listen, Nikki, if I had to...
Isn't it weird that Jacob says this every time he talks to her, but now it's real. We got to reset, Jacob. Hold on one second, Jacob. We got to let everybody know out there, we announced at the beginning of the show, Nikki got the opportunity of a lifetime to be a producer for a morning show in a major market, and she took the job. Go ahead, Jacob.
And Nikki, listen, Nikki, I'm definitely going to miss you making me laugh a lot, Nikki, that's for sure.
Sure.
I'll miss you, but you'll still have the guys and we'll still talk.
I'll miss you a lot, Nikki. I'll miss you a lot, Nikki. Nikki, guess what, Nikki? You come this far with me from Hot Mornings with Boy and Jade and the Miguel Show and stuff like that. Nikki,
I'm playing you off, Jacob. I'm sorry. The band is playing you off, and we got to.
Really, really am gonna miss you, my sweetheart.
I'll miss you too, Jacob.
Okay, thank you.
My days aren't gonna be the same without you. Me coming home every day.
The band, I can't. Gotta go. The band. I'm sorry. We got Climax playing in the studio today. That's our long distance dedication to Jacob in Spring Hill. From Nikki in Parts Unknown.
Nikki, how instrumental has Drew Garabo been in helping you achieve your dreams of getting a full-time executive producer gig in a top market?
I will say this. I don't think I would be with this company if Drew wasn't hired on the Morning X at the time. I think if it was still Fisher and Boyd, there wouldn't have been a place for me necessarily.
Wow. Thank you.
It was a different show. I've thought this from the beginning.
Thank you. What Seth wanted you to say was not at all. Right.
But I will say that's
pretty close.
No. That's all I'm saying is that I don't think I would necessarily still be with the company. But Seth has been my mentor and he's taught me everything I know.
Yes.
Him and Danielle. So.
Can you teach me something so I can make that kind of money?
That's negotiation. That's what I think it's on me.
It was called a pipe dream, and I didn't think it would really happen.
And I want a new job now. I mean, I love it here, but I want to just get an offer. I'm going to go see if they're serious about being the morning guy for Magic.
You just got to send a bunch of demos or resumes to a lot of people.
I don't want
to
do that.
And maybe out of the 50 you send, one person will call you back.
Hey, what station did Dick Ring work for? Was he with Magic or was he with the Dove?
Dove.
Would Dick Ring work in the morning on Magic, you think?
I don't think so.
What kind of dick would work in the morning on Magic?
I haven't really thought about it too much.
Well, we had Dick Rains here, right?
Yes.
He wasn't the right fit because he was a 97X guy. We had Dick Ring, his real name, by the way, who worked mornings for the Dove. If I'm going to go accept a job offer over at Magic for the mornings, which I've been approached about, obviously, what dick should I be?
I don't think it's what your name should be. It's what female would you work with over there?
Oh, no. I don't need a female. I'm in touch with both my male and female side. I'd be Dick and Virginia. Or I could find a girl named Virginia and we could be Dick and Virginia. Oh my God, that's genius. Can I be Slammin'? Is that a good last name?
No.
And the name of the morning show could be In and Out of You.
No.
Hey, everybody, Dick Slammin'. In and Out of You, that's the name of the show.
Who's your executive producer?
Virginia.
That's going to allow this to happen?
Mo Bounce.
What about Breath? Good morning, Tampa Bay. Climax, I Miss You. I'm Dick Breath. And my signature thing will be this right here. We can give that a try. 2:33 on a Friday morning. Dick Breath with you. Can you feel the breath tonight? I like that. Thank you, SBK. I'm sure you'll negotiate for a good portion of money, though.
Oh, man. It's not on me. I can go hard. See, you can go harder when someone else is negotiating. Right. It's not their money.
You would either be the best or worst agent ever.
Both.
So, anyway, congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you.
I mean, we have to look forward now because Nikki's going to have to train a replacement.
Oh, man.
So it's going to have to happen soon because Nikki's gone by the end of the month.
Oh, my God almighty. Now reality is something.
There's so
Snap
much
back to
do.
Reality.
There's a lot to do.
To teach him about doing your job?
No, all of it. There's a lot. I have to find a place to live.
No, we don't care about that.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I know you guys hadn't gotten around to that yet, but let's bring back Gio.
There are crazy. I started to laugh, and then I was like, there are worse ideas.
He has a full-time day job.
Man, you don't care about that job.
Yeah, SBK can negotiate a better salary than you're making.
I don't know about that. But
I mean, better than I'm making now. Like,
you can get a night job slinging pies or something. Speaking of which, are we going to get a pizza up in this bitch or what?
Yeah, break,
come on,
I'm
some
sorry.
Of that new money.
Yeah, I funded it.
I don't have that money yet.
I funded
you.
You
got
but
it.
Drew already
you can pay me back 30.
Okay.
Yeah. I owe you.
I love Gio, but I don't think Gio, he's past the point of, you know, being a phone screener and an associate producer.
I mean, he's got a full-time day gig now.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Somebody tweeted that Anna Hummel could be replace me.
Sometimes I forget we're on Bone TV.
We'll be right back. Mike Calta sitting in with us on Drew Garabo Live. What is happening, Mike?
Hello, my friends.
Nice to see you, man.
It's nice to see you as well.
Yes.
No.
We hit you up yesterday to see if you'd be interested in doing a show spelling bee where we put our horrible speller, Nikki, up against your show's worst speller, who's probably Carmen.
Well, at least we know Carmen for sure is a worst speller.
Right.
Yes, and this was every time they spell one wrong, they remove an article of clothing contest.
No, oh. It's not.
Why?
No, Nikki?
People want to see Carmen naked, not me.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I thought about
good.
You naked.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Would like to do that as well.
Yeah. I have a Nikki fantasy. I drive through the Starbucks drive-through. She's the only one there.
Let's do it.
Keep talking. I'm just kidding.
I come in there and I brew your latte.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'll frap your chino.
There you go.
We would now, Seth, you had the idea about wagering a show takeover.
I was just trying to throw something Mike's way to let him know that I at least thought this halfway through. I didn't want to say, hey, let's do a trivia contest. I want to say there's got to be some sort of payoff at the end of it.
What's a show takeover?
Oh, well, I was thinking that, you know, if Carmen beats Nikki in the spelling bee, then you guys can take over Afternoon Drive and promote your show for four
I'm
hours.
I'm not doing two shows.
That's what I told
him.
What
is that?
I know. Well, I don't know. That's why I wanted to try to hammer something out, but I think there's got to be a payoff to this whole
thing. I
will
give Carmen $50 to throw it. Lose.
That's what I told Seth. I'm like, so the winner gets to do two radio shows in one day.
Ooh,
gosh,
boy.
Those are great stakes.
Hey, give me something to work with here.
I don't know. I don't know what we would do. Like, the stakes should be a bit higher or weirder than doing two shows in one day, but I don't know what that is.
I like the nudity one. That's always where I'm going
to
go.
Nudity's good. What about, like, we have to call ourselves the Listen to Mike Calta Show if we win, and they have to call themselves Listen to Drew Garabo Live if they win? Something like that, where we don't have to do any extra effort, but it's just all about promoting the winner's show.
The problem I have with that is, this is why should I have to suffer? I can't even prepare her for this. I can't even. Mickey couldn't get Rocky in enough shape for this. I mean, this is the worst.
Yeah, we realized that yesterday. We were trying to teach Nikki how to spell things like penguin and lasagna and pretty simple words.
Hey, I got lasagna right.
Okay, don't yell at me. How do you spell elephant?
Come on.
That's easy, Nikki. You got this. You
got
this.
Don't write it down.
Focus.
I need to write it down.
Don't write it down. Son, sound it out.
Elephant.
E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T.
Oh, yeah. All right. I got my money on Nikki.
You're ready. I'm out.
As long
Karma
as I got a Zanny, I'll be good.
Karma would be like, F, A, and then argue with us that we're wrong.
We have Mike Calta in the studio with us, as you can plainly see on Bone TV. What did you want to throw at Mike as well?
Oh, I was telling Mike one of his new friends, Monica, will be in studio for Touch and Touch Thursday next week.
When you say friend, you mean my new love of my life.
I didn't know that you guys hit it off when you met at the Blown Off Ball. Monica, who's been a friend of mine for like
long time,
16 years.
She was in love with you.
I would say it was instant. It was an instant relationship. We looked at each other's eyes, and she immediately said to the words, "Seth said you might rape me." said to me. And I went, "Wow,
goodness!"
And I'm like, "Are you asking? Like, is that what you want?
Right. Or? Can't rape the willing." She has been in love with Seth for a long time, so much so that she had to marry a guy named Seth so that she could still, so that she could still yell Seth while they're in bed together and get away with it. Would you like to be part of Touch a Tush Thursday next week when she sits in our studio?
I mean, how far do you get to go?
Just touching the tush.
Like kneading it.
Yeah,
like
you can
dough?
Do some kneading.
Yeah, you can knead.
You can work it over a little bit.
I would like to do that.
All right. Well, we could have Mike as a guest toucher like we do. We introduce the competition element of it, where Mike is blindfolded and I'm blindfolded, and we see who can identify the genders best.
Hey, Monica's on hold, as long as she's okay with it.
She
I'm
is.
Just going to give her the shocker.
Oh, my goodness.
Can somebody
gracious.
Get Mike some headphones so we can hear her?
What kind of show is it?
The old fish hook. Yes, let's get a producer to look at Nikki. Hey, Monica, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
Good. By the way, let the record reflect, this is not Monica who works here. This is, again, please, I would like
Drew
to.
Drew said ew.
I didn't say ew. I said stew. I'm having stew tonight. But no, this is this is hot, Monica. Monica.
Whoa, what happened to the other Monica? That's messed up.
Whatever. So hot, Monica, you are going to be part of our Touch a Tush Thursday next week.
Extremely excited. Extremely.
Just as excited as you were to meet the great Mike Calta, hang out with him at the Blown Off Ball.
That was such a pleasure. A pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
You know, everybody is so intimidated around him, which is very interesting because it's Mike Calta and this dude is so known. And I'm like, he is just the nicest teddy bear ever. What do you mean? Mm. Like, why are you nervous around him?
I told you she loved me.
Teddy bear.
And some tequila shots always work, though.
Yeah, we did tequila shots.
Oh, my.
And then we made out like teenagers.
Good job. Well done.
Oh, remember, you gave me a piggyback ride.
I did. Sure did.
Yep.
Were you facing forwards or backwards, Monica?
No, I was no. No,
okay, because I like the forward facing piggyback ride on the shoulders. That's
that would be nice. And she has pretty great stature for that. So.
She was strapped to my back, and I felt the heat of her lady parts on the center of my back. And I got to tell you,
absolutely,
I haven't been the same since.
Well, like Kendrick Lamar said, life ain't nothing but a warm vagina.
Did you touch her butt at all?
I don't know if I did on purpose.
I don't remember. It might have. To be completely honest, while that piggyback ride was going on, I got correct plenty while on the back.
I don't really think Seth has to know. I don't think Seth has to know everything about our business. He missed his shot, okay?
Oh,
and I think
damn.
That if you and I shared a moment, that should be between us, but I'm cool with it.
All right.
I think he might have been a little jealous when he realized that I met you and I liked you so much. I don't know if he was okay with that.
So you say you like me so much, huh?
Oh, damn.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
If you like Mike so much, why did you ghost on him and leave him with the bar tab for the night?
Oh, that's messed up. He offered to buy the shots, and I actually felt really bad that I couldn't even, like, thank him enough. That's why I told you, and you know, Seth, that I told you the following day, I need you to tell Mike Calta, thank you so much for those shots. And you said, what
still on
you
her
say?
Mind the next day. I was still on her mind the next day. I don't care. I paid for things. I don't care. I'm not worried about that. I kind of liked it. When she got my heart all flustered, then she disappeared.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Seth, you're turning 50 shades of red over there.
Am I?
Yeah, you really are.
I'm not meaning to at all.
What is this? Hey, Jealousy?
That's right.
My band plays this, Monica, just letting you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Seth, does your band play this?
Oh, my band is getting together tonight for practice.
Really?
Yes, it's a one-man act.
Hey, in 2016 now, if you weren't married in 2016, if you had a choice between radio boyfriends between me and Seth, now that we've met and shared some time together, which one would you rather make sweet love to?
Oh, snap.
Oh, you cannot do that to me, Mike.
He just did.
History.
I know, but
we have history.
We have a strong new connection, and that we can
do
build
have
upon.
A strong new connection. Mike, you know as much as I love you, my friend. I have paid. Oh, come on, Seth and I have so much history.
So are you picking me?
That's my dude.
Yeah, you know who else has history? Ben Franklin. You want to bang him? I don't think so.
Wait, do I hear that you're going to be touching my sushi as well? What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I would. I'm not going to lie, though. I don't know. I mean, I might have to give you the shocker.
You'll fish
it. I did hear that. I clearly have to change my wardrobe if that's going to happen.
Yeah, please. Be prepared.
It would also be on Bone TV, so, I mean,
You might want to have your Seth not watch.
We can go in my office and do it.
A little private one-on-one touch-a-tush action. By the way, Phoebe just tweeted out, I was obviously the third wheel, #HotMonica.
Yeah, these are the pictures I'm getting when I'm at home on Friday night. Oh. After I did bar class with my wife, it's Calta, it's Monica, and my wife, and I said, please just send them home drunk my way.
And I'm not going to lie to you, okay? Because we're friends, I've known you for a long time. If Monica said, listen, I'm feeling crazy tonight, and I'm married and stuff, but tonight's the night. But you also got to bang Phoebe. I would have been like, all right, I'll just apologize to Seth tomorrow. I would have had to make some phone calls the next day. And I would have been, Seth, I'm sorry you went to bar class and didn't get anything.
You can bang her. Just don't interlock fingers with her if you guys hold hands. Everything will be okay.
No.
Well, listen, Monica, thank you both for joining us next week for Touch a Tush Thursday.
But she did say she'd want to be with me over Mike.
No, she didn't. She said you had a history, which is odd. I mean, think about it now. What would you rather be? Who would you rather make love to you, a small boy or a strapping man?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That is difficult.
Why don't you jump on Seth's back and see how that works out?
I was doing lap pull downs the other day.
Can you even hold me on your back, though? I mean, the real reality.
Listen to me. Okay. In the few seconds that I met you, I can tell that you're the kind of girl that every once in a while you like to be thrown around in the bedroom, and Seth is not doing that to you.
I would have to schedule my sex as well with him.
Yeah, you guys, it would be straight up missionary, and he'd be out of breath and whining and smell like a filter fish, and it would be just a mess. Where me and you would do it.
I love you, babe.
He's going to smell like gabagool or something.
Yeah. Gabagool.
Me and you would do it, and when it was over, we'd be like, let's just go get a tattoo to commemorate that.
Got it, baby. You got it.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, thank you, Monica. We will see you next week.
You're welcome, guys. Absolutely.
Cool. Good stuff. Thank you. Bye. See you later. Wow.
So who did she pick?
I don't think she picked anybody. Okay. I think she's being very diplomatic.
Yeah, I know who she picked.
I don't like it.
All right.
You're married now, so.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we all are, I thought.
Everybody is. Wait for somebody to point that out. particularly my wife.
She might call in. All right, so let's do, do we have anything else for Mike?
No, I mean, you teased that topic before, so I didn't know if you wanted to run that by Mike.
No. Because Mike's here and he should weigh in on this.
Yeah.
You know, the Seminole Hard Rock Casino is going to have dudes as cocktail servers.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't want a dude in his cocktail near me at all.
Hey-o.
I honestly, I couldn't care less. Only because I don't, I'm going to get my own drink as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
It's not part of the experience for me to have a hot girl bringing my drink. Although I will say when we're up in the Plum Lounge, the fact that they have tens serving beverages is rather nice.
That won't change, will it?
I don't think so. No. There'll be no dudes serving beverages up there.
No, I would imagine dudes will be. What is the purpose of this? Is this an EEOC thing or is this
I don't know. I read the story today, and I thought, why would they revolutionize things? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the Seminole Hard Rock Casino is allowing dudes to apply for jobs as servers.
Maybe you get to pick. What if it was a group of hot chicks?
They're looking to add 50 men to the current 170 drinker servers. It says drinker servers, but it's drink servers.
Oh, so they'll bring them to your table. Like, you'll be gambling?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you, there's two areas that the Hard Rock lack in. And the Hard Rock lacks in, and that is the Slow Valley parking, which has gotten better.
And that's not them. That's a separate better. Company.
That's a separate company. And the fact that the wait staff is so inundated with work, with busy orders, that it's hard for them to reach everyone. And maybe it's too hard for them to find another 100 girls to bring in.
That is true.
So they were like, let's just bring in some dudes and have them slang the drinks.
Yeah, lace up some New Balances and run drinks out to people. Anything that gets me a drink quicker, I am for
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, whether they're dudes, females, both, neither.
If they look like they're smuggling sausages and they're rubbing up on your knee while you're sitting there, we might have an issue.
Not interested. Here's your cocktail, sir.
Nikki, you're going to get naked in the spelling bee? That's all I'm thinking about now. Why not?
Because,
comes a time in your life where you're going to have to say, let's do some wild stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do some wild stuff, but not for my job. I'm not getting naked in radio.
It's not what kind of rules are those? They're like,
rules I live by.
Yeah, but that's terrible.
She learned from Danielle, and that's why she doesn't want to do any of that stuff.
Yep, Danielle ruining more radio girls for us.
I got to tell you, I'd rather see Nikki naked than Danielle.
Oh, snap. Oh, damn.
Well, you'll never see either of us naked, so it's okay.
He loves a challenge.
Yeah, don't put it out there. If I want to see Danielle naked, I got a 9-year-old son I can go look at when I go home.
Oh, no, boy. Stop. That's not okay.
They're the same size.
No, they're the same size.
I thought Drew dumped that.
I was looking for the it's not okay.
No, yeah. It's not okay.
I mean, I find her to be very attractive, but she is, she looks like a little girl to me.
It's not okay.
Well, I heard you talking about the sex dream she had the other day, and she sent me a text, and she said, what did Mike Calta say about me? I said, he said you were very attractive.
Yes, and I still maintain that. But I'm my old man, and she's like a little girl. Nikki's a woman.
You are a woman.
Yeah, Nikki, you are a woman.
Totally are.
I'm going to touch your tush on Thursday.
Yeah. Are you going to be one of the tushes to touch?
I'm not.
Well, I'll let you touch my tush on Thursday.
I won't lie. Nikki did pitch the idea to be a tush.
Because you thought when you touched Jake's butt, it was mine. Last time. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You thought it was me. So.
Because it was wide, you were saying, Garabo?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Garabo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come here, let me feel that thing and see what he's talking about.
Would you let Kelton touch your butt?
I'll go grab Jake for you.
Why wouldn't you let me touch your butt? I would totally let you touch my butt, and I feel like we're on that level. We're friends, we're coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not asking you to get naked. I'm saying, you touch my butt, I'll touch yours. It's a friendly exchange.
Okay, come over here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Is this really going to help?
Turn around, buddy.
So, Nikki, you want to feel first?
You can't. Here, Cal. You can't. Do I take my pants off?
No!
Sure.
Yeah, come on.
Put your pants on, sir.
No, touch it.
Touch it.
What was that?
Touch it.
Get in there and knead it.
Come on, like it's pizza dough.
Like you're moisturizing some dough.
Yeah.
You moisturized dough?
Well, like you're kneading pizza dough.
I grabbed it.
Grab it more.
It was like you were trying to see if the bread was fresh.
Yeah. Well, this is great.
Squeeze the Charmin.
Nothing gets to a girl's heart better than stepping on her toe.
This is so great. Oh, man, I feel like a professional wrestler is going to run in. I'm going to have to go to the office real quick.
I'm pretty sure she just took my temperature.
Oh, I didn't agree to that.
Yeah. Now stand up, Nikki. Your turn.
I can't force her to do
your
this.
Turn.
I know.
No, you're not allowed to force her, but you are allowed to encourage her.
Oh, man.
Are you not wanting to do it, Nikki? What's going through your mind right now?
I don't want to do it, but you gave me that look.
No, ignore the look. Don't put it on Seth.
No. The look. I don't want Nikki to do anything she doesn't want to do.
It's fine. I'm doing it.
Uh-oh.
I'm standing. What are you doing?
That was good. That was great.
Yeah, he just like softly caressed.
That was kind of creepy.
That was kind of creepy. I got some good shots of that one.
If we were able to check, the moisture level would be at a record high.
Oh, man.
The dew point has just exploded.
I can barely stand in here. I need my galoshes. Oh, Nikki, thank you for being a team player. God, she looks so aroused in these pictures.
Are all parties okay if I tweet out this picture?
I need to see the picture first.
I'm going to tweet mine and see who gets more retweets.
No.
I can't tweet.
Let me see yours.
It's all the same.
Oh, mine's way better. I'm tweeting.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Here's, you can see it when it's on Twitter.
No. Here's
Mr. Seth wanted the tweet.
Touching.
I would do this show every day.
No, he's the one who got me to do it, so he wants the original tweet.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
You're tweet blocking him.
So well, no, Nikki said I can't tweet it because she doesn't like the way she looks.
Oh, I don't like it in that picture.
Oh, my God.
So how did it feel, Nikki?
Tender?
It was awkward.
Does he have big hands?
All I felt was his fingertips. Oh, jeez. Like, softly, like, going circular motions on my butt.
You want to do it again?
I'm good.
What do you want, a little harder, a little firmer?
No, I'm good.
One hand on your shoulder?
No.
The other hand on your buttock?
No.
Nice grip?
Oh, I'm uncomfortable now.
All right.
Think about it. Let me know when you're alone tonight. Let me know how you liked it.
We are way late. We must step away. Michael, thank you very much for being here.
Hey, thank you. This is the best show I've ever stumbled into.
Well, thank you.